a complicated string of geopolitical events, all of which have a critical bearing on the war in Ukraine, have played out in the last 6 weeks.
Israel is at war.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We're facing an inflection point in history.
Clearly, the world has changed dramatically.
While all of this upheaval is going on, WTOP learned that Russian intelligence was caught red-handed on U.S. soil in a stunning blunder of an intelligence operation aimed at harming Ukraine and America. It involved the Orthodox Church.
It's been true for a long time, going way back to the middle of the Cold War, that the KGB used the Russian Orthodox Church.
Robert Bayer is a retired CIA operative with deep experience regarding Russian intelligence. And when it comes to the link between the church and Russian intelligence,
the FSB is known to run operations out of the Cultural Center in Washington, D.C.
And how does he know?
I used to live right around the corner from it.
Place right here in DuPont Circle. But we're not talking about past actions here. The FBI recently contacted the Russian Orthodox Church and Eastern Orthodox Church here in the U.S. because of a man they stopped trying to enter the U.S.
And he had with him a laptop with lots of files, with personal information on prominent members of the Orthodox community in the United States.
That's investigative journalist Andrei Soldatov. The man the FBI stopped is Dmitry Petrovsky. And according to Soldatov, he didn't just have information about people in the church.
He has a document in his laptop describing the relationships between the Russian Orthodox Church and Russian intelligence agencies, which is an absolutely amazing thing.
What was he up to? Details in my final report. JJ Green, WTOP News.